Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman still missing south of Gillette. Search continues. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Tammy Lynn Sturgeon, 55, from Gillette, went missing on Saturday while shed hunting with her husband south of Bishop Road. According to the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, the couple got split up while searching for her cell phone, which she believed she had lost somewhere in the area. Despite extensive efforts by multiple agencies and volunteers, Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said Sturgeon has not been found. While they were searching for her phone in separate areas, Sturgeon never returned to the side-by-side where her husband was waiting. Law enforcement officials said the cell phone was located in the side-by-side. After attempting to locate her on his own, he contacted deputies around 7 p.m. on Saturday to report her disappearance. Search and rescue operations from multiple counties, including helicopter sweeps, were conducted on Monday but yielded no results. These efforts were paused overnight for the safety of search teams and resumed at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. Reynolds said the search teams have been trying to predict which direction she may have traveled. He also said the area where Sturgeon disappeared has two entry points, one from Bishop Road and another from T7. Road. Sheriff Scott Matheny expressed concerns about the duration she has been exposed to the cold and snow with no provisions or shelter, but that the search will continue again today. Rock Pile Museum concerned over impact of 3% budget reductions. The Campbell County Rock Pile Museum faces potential significant cuts to its programming budget if the county commissioners proceed with a proposed 3% reduction across departments. The Gillette News Record reported, despite having one of the smallest budgets, the museum would need to slash its operation budget by over 25% to meet the mandated cut. The museum's board expressed concerns during a recent meeting, emphasizing the difficult choice between cutting programming or staff. Museum Director Robert Henning said, "It's about $28,000 we're cutting out of operation, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a quarter of our operations budget." With an already tight budget and previous reductions in staff, the museum struggles to maintain services. Looking ahead, the museum anticipates increased revenue for the upcoming fiscal year due to special events marking the 50th anniversary and collaborations with organizations like International Pathfinder Camporee. However, without these events, the budget cuts would be more severe. The county's overall budget has decreased in recent years, prompting discussions about the museum's financial sustainability and the importance of history education in the community. The commissioners plan to review departmental budgets in April, giving the museum an opportunity to advocate for a smaller reduction. However, concerns persist about the feasibility of further cuts given the museum's financial constraints. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.